Greetings, and welcome to the Hoodoo Quantas Conjure Casting. At the present moment, you can just call me Neutrino Turpentine. But I'm also known as Afia. Also known as Tarina. Those of you that are close to me, you already know that. Those of you that are following this series, wherever you may be, just another add-on to the puzzle, to the journey, to the reclamation. But tonight's musing, tonight's rumination has been essentially on what the nature of spirit is. And I mean this, I guess I'll say most availably in this present moment that I want to convey biochemically. When is something a spirit? And how does that also coincide with our understanding of spirit within the culture, the mythology, the true story, the benevolence, the quanta of Indu, of Hoodoo? Now we all know, most of us have heard remnants of fables as well as accounts and recollections and read from our own spirit lineage. Turpentine's use within the context of Hoodoo and its power to rid not only the body temple, but the environment, the auric, etheric, interdimensional, quantum, Hoodoo Quantas space that we exist in. And if you don't know, I'll share some things with you for your own researching, your own inquiry, as a sharing of true entombment. Now, turpentine is derived from pine, and the spirit of turpentine, as it's actually called, it speaks to more than just what we know of in terms of the turpentine, the violidity of turpentine. If you're an artist, you understand that in the sense of your application process to your painting or to very many techniques of utilization. If you're a scientist, and we know that artists are scientists and scientists are artists, when at their best, there is no separation. It's a corrosive element used to remove or clean things, to remove dirt, things that may be trapped in a particular substance. Through its power and ability to absorb water, through its ability to work within the electromagnetic spectrum, because it's used commonly in a lot of varnishes, but also shoe polishes, furniture polishes, to clean as well as produce a shine or matte effect, depending upon, you know, how you're using it, because of its corrosive ability to also remove fats. I'll just say it like that. But all of that is connected, and all of that pertains beautifully to our understanding of Hoodoo and Endu. You know, we have to really think about artifacts and why they're so powerful and coveted. You know, outside of something looking blingy, why is a gold gilded throne, crown, painting, shrine, effigy, wheel, why is that so desired? And like many things, its root or truth is within its own magnetic subconscious abilities, resonations. The process of gilding is a very interesting one. We know that in the culture of Hoodoo, we know that within the Akan of Ghana, which is part of or vein of Hoodoo, on the trail of trustery, what some call history. You know what I'm trying to say. My pause is a reverence to the many, the variety of storylines, timelines, upon the subject we're engaging in at the moment. But gold gilding, upon deeper intuitive analysis, because we like to use the word investigation and research a lot, but as a healeress, as a priestess, as a woman, as a mother, it is the intuitive analysis that allows us to journey with our periphery in view, with a eye, a bird's eye view. Within the context of Endu, Hoodoo, within the Akan tradition, within the trail from Nubia, Kemet, and within my own particular bloodline as well, the Sangomas, the Muti, rabbits are very important, very powerful totems of what we call, or have been led to call through this English nomenclature, magic, but power, ashe, endu, tumi, root work, healing. Although some I know may say that all these things are not necessarily connected, or that one may not be fully ensconced within one realm of that spectrum, but there are some of us that are, that travel and journey through many different pedagogies, schools, if you will, awarenesses. And these flower petals of thought lead to the awareness that within gilding, RSG or rabbit's glue is and has been commonly used for a very long time. It's an ancient technique, actually, beyond the Renaissance. understanding how fats and cartilage can transmute into a shellac, a binder, a binding agent. And for my doctors out there, for those that are studying any form of medicine or the body, the same is applicable. Our joints, the cartilage within our joints, our bone marrow, these things provide a level of functionality and conductivity to the electromagnetic powerhouse of the body temple. Let me get a sip of water here. Water soluble, yeah. Ionized hydration. That pertains as well, because those particular ports of energy within the cartilage, within the marrow, the fats, and a healthy system, when they're not in excess, they provide a great cushion, a great foundational fluid to conduct, to be able to move, to permeate this dimension. It's essential to have that. Otherwise, you break apart when that's not in balance, which is what we know of as rheumatoidism. In any part of the body, I'm not going to get into that in terms of, you know, how all those ailments, most ailments, you know, deal with a out of balance sense of mucilage, which entraps moisture, which creates mold, which creates yeast, you know. And I share this with you, and I also share that, you know, I'm on the journey as well in terms of healing and recovery and discovery and learning, as I stay woke with what I put in my body. And even when I'm, you know, moving through some kind of lucid state, where I'm not at the helm of the programming or the ensconcement, because, you know, we all navigate that where we are. And, you know, our ability to have a backing to join or be jointly minded with divine conscious awareness is part of our work here. So, yeah, rabbits, rabbit skin, rabbit glue. On one hand, I was like kind of disgusted by that. I allowed that part of my being to, you know, express itself in my thought pattern. The other side, the root woman, the scientist, the intuitive assessor, and my curiosity and my imagination, as I allowed these things to connect, great insight was generated in terms of our ability to utilize raw materials to create true generators of power for generations. I explore a lot of this also in the soon to be released, I almost want to say finally, but that's the ego, book that I'm writing, The Art of the Talisman. Because these markers of awareness really allow us to create apparati that are magnanimous and their alignment power, but just in their power, and understanding how things harmonize and come together. So this spirit of turpentine, terpenes, pine, they also are what form one of our most sacred cleansing tools, camphor, menthols, menthol crystals. Y'all know what's up. Y'all know about that bath if you don't get on it. especially, you know, now. But we've been saying especially now forever, you know, so it's just time for us to be now. But yes, those are the very same energies within our understanding of the Materia Medica that we have available to us that produce a similar effect, affect and effect, a similar program, a similar vibratory auric grid. And by their very nature, they don't have a lot of weight. They're not weighed down. I read something today about, and as we know within the story of the heart being light and Ma'at, more commonly known Ma'at, and the feather and keeping the heart light as a feather. But these concepts, which are cosmological, are real and scientific and must permeate our awareness to the greatness of what they are actually relaying through language. You know, I'm using this English language right now, working to continue elevating my awareness of other languages, the Madutut, Chui, and also more recently Hebrew. And I'm a beginner on the journey, but because etymology has always been something that I've been interested in or have gravitated towards because of my crown, Heteru, being a child of Heteru, a priestess of Heteru, of Nana Afi, how things work and coalesce together is something that I am able to grasp with a certain level of effortlessness within my own mind. For me, it's the communication, you know, sharing the ideas when they come without the ego and its protective energy, you know, worrying about how I'll be perceived. But when we understand etymology and we understand that words, when we remove the blinders on our peripheral intuitive assessment of what we're doing, of how we're existing, what we're saying, with an awareness that we are an energy generator in the realest sense, from metaphysical to scholarly, and not that those two are separate, but for those that are still working within that categorization. When we're able to move within and have a really conductive circuitry, these kind of awarenesses manifest, especially when we're listening, because that's what the purpose of these modalities are calling for us to do, is to be receptive, to communicate. You know, I've been recently seeing a lot of embracing of psychotropics. And, you know, for me, that's not new. Psychotropic plants, shrooms, mushrooms, understanding, you know, DMT, understanding how breath work creates circuitry within the brain. That literally allows us to propel forward these bodies, these earth-driven houses, shrines that we are encoded in with our DNA matrix. And psychotropic exploration, labeled that way, is nothing more than an understanding of the materia medica of the earth. But even more potently, it's cultural, cosmological apparatus. How is it assembled within cultural context? What are the codes and parameters, the protocols, that's the word, of how to interact with these, this, the energies present? Gilding our artifacts, our culture, our mind, are more than trinkets. They're only trinkets to those who don't know how to use them. Did you hear what I said? They're only trinkets to those that do not know how to use them, that cannot receive intuitive analysis from them. So that creates within the psychology, for my psychology enthusiasts out there, that creates the very foundation for a covetousness, for ego-based fear, to covet something, to create disharmony within the hemispheres, and limit a progression of thought of the abundance that's ever present, always available. So it creates a coveted mind. Somebody who, or a whole mind, as someone who I like to think of as a colleague says, but as you are, as we are on our journey of reclamation of our crowning, because crowns are gilded in gold if they are not gold themselves. And many times there are multiple layers of metals, gems, resinous substances that create these very ornate displays of wealth, of power, but it's not within, when it's within a cultural understanding and context, it's superfluous. It, by definition, cannot be. It is tactile. It is sensual, but it is a ensconced part of memory within the genealogy of culture, and therefore taught, therefore transcribed, therefore installed. So, if you haven't seen it yet, at Rooted Honey Apothecary Apparel, whose name is still being born, which is why I've been using so many names, because the information is just like, you know, working to encode in this language matrix, and not limiting to catchphrases. you know, utilizing etymological vibratory frequency to really communicate on the nature of what I'm being guided to create and to share and offer as service. So if you haven't, check us out, Apothecary Apparel, Rooted Honey Apothecary Apparel, Hoodoo Quantus on Instagram, Hoodoo Quantus on Facebook, all that stuff. But You know, we produce apparel that speaks to subconscious awareness, that whether you consciously aware it or not, it calls to something within you, because we have many spirits with us. A lot of things that we perceive as our own thought is coming from other realms. It's whether it's with an alignment with our highest, most expansive good, furtherance and progression, expansion, that is where necessary discernment must be applied. But yeah, I just remembered I was going to also speak on the weight, because we got into that turpentine and substances that are wheats, starches, coniferous, beautiful plants, trees, shrubs, make beautiful spirits, because they're powerful, and their ability through their, and this just came through covalent bonds, to lighten up, to, yes, be volatile. What we perceive as volatile, because we've been told that's what it's called, and it has the connotation of something that is not allowing density of gravity to control its momentum and progressive force. That's why they evaporate. That's also why they dry out the body in excess, why they heat up the body in excess, and their ascent to leave, to escape through the pores, through the sweat, through the urine, which is the kidneys. Urinary system, but also urological, and then there's the component of neurology as well. And again, all this is coming from an understanding of etymological significance. Indu, hoodoo, is all about this, baby. We just don't ascribe to a heavy way of expression that is locked in, you know? People who got a problem with jive talk, I got a problem with a little bit, you know, who attribute things within our culture as, you know, negroidus, jive talk, you know, ooh, that's heavy, man. Ooh, dynamite, man, you know. That's a language that's speaking to the actual chemistry of what's fucking happening. But, you know, you already know. They try to bamboozle. But even that is a sad attempt to irradiate an expression modality that we have. So yeah, I think I'm going to finish up my creational entombment, my meditation, which is not necessarily just, you know, sitting still and tapping in. Yeah, let me just speak on that real quick, because, you know, meditation, the form that's being very widely pushed or sterilized is, you know, a person sitting and there's no movement, or there appears to be no movement. It's all about, you know, stilling the mind, and you got to still the mind, and you got to sit down, and your thoughts come, and you don't hold on to your thoughts. You just let them flow, and, you know, breathe. You focus on your breathing. But for some people, that can be a very neurotic experience. You know, I'll speak to that as a Western Virgo, archetypal energetic sheath. But it doesn't have to be that neurosis doesn't have to be present, because meditation is a form itself of vaporing, of turpentining, of allowing oneself to receive and perceive and progress without the body's beyond the skin body, the body temples, ensconcement within the mind. So we know the mind is popping. That's what's up right now. Get your mind right. You know, living your best life. but when we take our awareness of what it means culturally with these modalities of medicine or Muti or Indu and apply them to what they are without another's directive of how we should speak about it, so much as possible. So turpentine your mind. You know, turpentine your mind. Because your pineal is ever present and ready. All right. I'm out. Pineapples.
Guess who's back? But you never left. Yes, I did. I rose from the dead. And now I'm here to kill them with flows and some punchlines that'll go over your head. Turn back, I'm a portion ahead. I'm your worst nightmare, stood over your bed. So them girl try call me, but I smell defeat like a hole in your crab. Wow, she's sick and she's bad. She sings and she raps, she shit and she's whack. They talk all that chat, but when they see me, don't speak none of that. Cause nobody bad like me. I'm fucking higher than a block of flats in Battersea. Whoa. And I'm with my team. Squally, where you at, my J? I'm rolling 10 gear up in that squad. That's what? That squad. I'm rolling 10 gear up in that squad. That's what? That squad.
I'm rolling 10 gear up in that squad. Fucking with my squad?
I think not. Me and my bitches, we roll deep. And we always got green, so we pretty much peas in a pod. I was at the scene, had to flee from the cop. I go inside with no keys for the locks. Excuse me, madam, how did you get on the premises? Well, I came to kill off my nemesis, so I used my juju and I came up in the crevices. Them bitches say they're bad, but I'm from where the fucking devil is. So if they get me mad, we're in the yard disturbing residents. And we leave out the yard, hop in the car, dispose the evidence. Cause nobody bad like us.
Nobody bad like us.
But really, we don't want no fuss. Someone roll them blunt so we can turn shit up. Squad, hey, let me see you brush your guns. I'm rolling 10 gear up in that squad. That's what? That squad. I'm rolling 10 gear up in that squad. That's what? That squad.
I'm rolling 10 gear up in that squaddy. Came true with the clan, came true with the posse. I came with Mary Jane's, I'm came in it with Molly. Nuff girl in it, that's the way you roll, squaddy. Nuff girl in it, that's the way you roll out. If the line's good, you have to get your phone out. Bare skin teeth when we pose for the photo. Some girl are braided, some girl are in cornrows. But still, one dread if we have to. The heart is still like a statue. Been on my grind like my back tooth, yeah. Take out the time, but I fight zoots. Step on the gas, take the back rooms. Why? Cause if my bitches need me there, well, I'm coming. And if I ain't got the witch, yeah, I'm running. I do it for him, it ain't nothing. Squad, hey, let me see you brush your son.
I'm rolling 10 gear up in that squad. That's what? That squad. I'm rolling 10 gear up in that squad. That's what? That squad. I'm rolling 10 gear up in that squad. That's what? That squad. I'm rolling 10 gear up in that squad. That's what? That squad.
I'm only 10 gear up in that squad.